I'm recording.
We shan't.
So that means, so I guess no podcast this week. We shan't be recording. Wait, listen, we've been reading all weekend.
So many books. Just can.
So we learned new words like shan't.
Uh-huh. Shanty.
Which is where we're all going to be living soon.
Yep. Oh, and all the beer cans, the Coors Light. Well, I've seen many a Coors Light tall boy prancing around Upper East Side.
They're sentient?
Yes. At this point, look, I know it's crazy everywhere. New York is crazy. We have sentient Coors Light tall boys.
The world's fucking burning down, baby. Like, and gotta say, just let her burn. Let's fucking burn it all down. At this point, I think we would be better off with sentient beer cans as our elected leaders than who we currently have in office in every fucking local and federal government agency across this country.
I know.
So I say sentient Coors Light 2020. If one of you motherfuckers does not make a poster for sentient Coors Light Tallboy 2020, your moms are going to be really disappointed in you.
Yeah. Real pissed. And then once you make that design, if somebody else, because we obviously don't know how to do merch. The only merch we've ever had, and we get questions about, do we have merch? The only merch we've ever had are things that we just drew on ourselves because we don't even give enough of a fuck. We don't have the confidence enough to be like, we could order like some t-shirts or something. We're like, nobody gives a shit. We'll just wait till
nobody.
Wait till somebody asks us, and then we'll draw. We'll spend a lot of time making a very nice mug, and actually, we'll lose money on the deal because we feel so shitty about ourselves that we're like, no, it's fine. It's just $20, and that's fine. And then the product and shipping, it's like we lose $10.
I'm surprised we weren't just like, no, order it, and we'll also send you $20.
Yeah.
We're the only podcast that has merch that pays you.
And that's the slogan for Sentient Coors Light Tallboy 2020, the merch that pays you back. And people be like, that doesn't make any sense. And we're like,
shut up. You're voting for a sentient beer can. Nothing makes sense anymore. If this is what you have a problem with, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Now this, you're going to start waking up and paying attention to politics because of this slogan. We need to just go full, like, because the guy, the idiot that's in office now, I don't even like to say his name. And I, you know what I said the other day? It was yesterday. I was crossing the street and there was a car making a left, and I was going to let, I was like, oh, you go. And there was a woman crossing towards me, and she had a stroller with a baby in it. In the car, I didn't see her, and then she was crossing, and I was like, oh, sick, a baby. That means we both get to walk. And so I said to her, I go, nice. I go, nice move. Baby trumps car every time, and which is the only reason to have a child, so that you can jaywalk in front of vehicles.
100%.
But even saying the word Trump, like, in that sense, I just was like, I don't
know.
Doesn't
it suck?
I don't
even. It sucks.
Yeah. I don't even like saying it. I was like, I don't like that word. I got to not say that.
Because I do, I like saying the sentence blank Trump's blank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quick baby Trump's car. It's a fun thing to say. But now you say, and everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, like, when I said baby Trump's car, we were like, huh, and then we just like, oh man, god damn it.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
I can't use words anymore.
It's a real buzzkill. Which is, again, why we cannot stress this enough. This is the merch that pays you back. That's who you want running this country. Excuse me?
What? I don't think that means anything. Well, lucky for you, nothing means anything anymore. So fucking who gives a shit?
Now take your t-shirt and your $20 and get the fuck out of here.
God. Mm. I would vote for a beer can at this point. It doesn't even need to be sentient. It could just be a regular old fashioned beer can. Truly, don't even need the beer in it.
No.
You could put a fucking a rusted out, like one of those beer cans that you see on the street that's been run over 1,000 times and just totally flattened and rusted.
Yeah.
That throw that on the ballot, sure.
Yeah, I would. And its running mate would be the last person that touched it. So the running mate to the crumpled up rusted beer can is going to be some drunk 65-year-old alcoholic person, just like the man that I ran into. That very nice man. His name was Warren. Very nice man. Red in the face, Irish. Saw my Black Lives Matter hat on my run, and he stopped me to say, you know, the people in this neighborhood are real oblivious. And I was like, oh, I'm hanging in for this conversation. And he had a I was like, oh.
Did he have a tall boy?
Yeah, he had a tall boy of Coors Light, and he was trying to hide it, like, behind his hat and in a shirt. But he was just drunk enough to be like, he was just drunk enough to know, like, oh, wait, it's 11 a.m. I probably shouldn't be fucked up having a tall boy on an overpass, on like a freeway overpass.
I think that's actually the exact place you should be drunk, openly drinking a tall boy at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's the overpass that goes across the FDR. So if you look one way, you're looking at the FDR. You turn the other way, you're looking at the East River. So it's not a beautiful view.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, and he just was telling me about when I was, you know, I was a teenager and all the civil rights stuff, and I was like, cool. He's like, it's so nice to see people fighting. And at first I was like, it's the same whenever I've met someone that's really hyper, and I'm like, finally, someone on my wavelength. And then they bum me out because 30 minutes into the conversation, they're like, you want a bump? You want to? I'm like, fucking yeah, exactly. Damn it.
Did he offer you cocaine?
No, sadly, no.
That's unfortunate.
It's a real bummer, especially, it's like, again, we're on a freeway overpass.
What are we going to do, not do cocaine?
It's 11 a.m.
It's 7 p.m. somewhere.
So fucking line them up, daddy. But it was where I was talking, I'm like, wow, he was kind of going off on tangents. And I was like, I get it. Everyone's confused right now. And I'm just going to follow a train of thought. And then I noticed he was like shifting this thing around like a really terrible magician. And I kept getting like little glints of reflections. And I'm like, oh, he's trying to hide a beer can from me. And I was like, God damn it. I thought I was having like a really meaningful conversation. I'm like, brother, he could just be making up lies about what he did in the 60s. Like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No one can prove it.
Yeah. And talking about his business, he's like, I owned a clothing store that catered to the very, very wealthy, and now I can't pay rent. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. Now I'm on board. I was almost checked out, and now I'm checking back in.
And I'm right back in. I was almost out of here, and you pulled me right back.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Oh, I do want to say I'm disappointed that you chose a person to run with sentient beer can, because when you said the last person that touched it, I was like, cool, we're still on, like, we're still on trash. So I was like, yeah, the last whatever dirty car wheel last touched the beer can is running as VP with sentient beer. So it's sentient beer can and tire company name that I can't think of. Michelin. There we go. Michelin.
Oh, Michelin.
Is Michelin tires? Michelin's tires. Yeah.
I would think Goodyear, because Goodyear is
it's not a Goodyear.
I know.
I think we're going to lose a lot of votes just because of the name. Like, this guy does not get it.
What if it's the Michelin tire, but we pronounce it in a fancy European
Michelin
way? Yep. Oh, Michelin. We'll be like, oh, like, thank God.
Yeah, like a Michelin star.
Mm-hmm.
See, and those are good.
Yep.
Those are good. So
we want it
because the similar name is good. That means that Michelin Tire will be a great vice president for the country.
Mm-hmm. And
what we really need to get into politics.
And a Michelin slogan. So sentient Coors Light tall boy, his slogan. Its slogan, there is no gender. Gender's not real. Nothing's real. We have a sentient beer can running for office. Its slogan is the merch that pays you back. And Michelin.
So stupid. It means nothing.
I know.
But again, fucking nothing means nothing.
I know.
Nothing means nothing, y'all.
And the Michelin tire, what if it's got to have a slogan like Michelin, and then in quotes, Michelin will never get tire. And then so it's like that works hard for you.
No, it's all tirelessly work for you.
Yes, I like it. Oh, wait a minute. But his last name is Tire. What if I'll tire fully work for you? Because now it's full.
I'll tire morally.
Yes, I'll tire morally.
I'll tire mostly. I'll tire istedly.
Yes, there
what?
We go.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm on board.
I will tire istedly work for you.
Just. I mean, guys, I think this is a better option than Biden. I just think that if we have a chance this election, I really think this is the way to go.
And because they're both things that are like cylindrical, and so they move, and we can say rolling into the future with, and that's the fucking together.
Oh, Wendy, that's good.
Tiristically rolling into the future with the merch that pays you back. Boom.
That's a little wordy for a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
But I do like for the ad camp, for like the television ads.
Right. It's funny because probably cars and TV might not be around in 6 months. So also it is. So if we're going to be having, if I imagine slogans are just going to be tattooed on our body. So that is wordy.
Yeah, it is a lot. Yeah. Especially, I mean, because it has to be a certain size in order to read it well.
Right. For a brand.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you remember when that became a thing?
What?
When that was a thing in like the early 2000s with like the internet companies where they were paying people to like tattoo like the names of the like GoDaddy.
I do remember that a little bit.
Remember that? Like paying people like $500 to get like a MySpace tattoo.
Yeah. What a weird. Wouldn't that be nice if. Well, it's weird. It's a weird thing because I know. Party wants to go, wouldn't it be nice if we were back in those days? But I think what's happening, even though it's horrific, I think this is actually good because I would rather, even though this is exhausting and there's a lot of shit going on, I think it's, I do think it's important that we get the police under control and like get civil rights for Black people. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think that's important? Two things that it's insane.
Yeah.
We have to say, it's an insane thing to be like, hey, cops, stop killing innocent Black people.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to say that.
I know.
Ever. You should have never had to say that. And the fact that we've been having to say it forever to no change. It's 2020 and we're still saying, hey, could you stop killing innocent human people?
Yeah.
And there's a good portion of people in this country that do not see why that needs to be said and don't see it as a problem.
It's
is why we need to elect sentient beer can Michelin tire 2020.
That's right.
To get the fucking lasting change we need. I truly think that two pieces of literal garbage would be better than any of the human garbage we have to deal with right now.
Oh, for sure. It is. There's something we do, like the protests, and even like it feels good. And then there'll be moments where you're marching, and like the fact that it's like it's a weird thing where you're like, oh, everyone's holding up signs that say Black Lives Matter. And part of you will, you'll be having conversations with people where you're like, I'm so nice that everyone's like coming together for this cause. And then in the same second, it's like heartbreaking because you're like, why do we have to even fucking say this?
Yeah.
It's like.
It was, this weekend there were like really, really huge protests all over the country. I'm sure everybody saw LA. If you haven't seen it, look, there's a drone footage of Hollywood Boulevard that's just fucking bananas. It's so many people, like all down Hollywood Boulevard, like stretching like forever of people that are just like, no, God damn it. Like, we're not going to stop. And then yesterday in St. Louis, I missed the Patreon call because there was a huge protest out downtown. There were thousands of fucking people. Thousands and thousands of people It was 96 degrees. It was hot as fuck.
Yeah.
And there were thousands of people peacefully protesting. It was 100. There was fucking full families. There was a real hot dude that I marched next to for a little while. I knew he was hot even though he had a mask on, but a couple times he'd pull it down to drink some water, and I was like, yep, you're definitely hot.
Yep.
I also knew he was holding his daughter's hand. Very cute.
Oh,
I know. Dropping egg whites over here.
Where was his wife?
Yeah, she was with him, but I'm like, oh.
I could fight that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Just go up to the little, I'm your mom now. It's me, your mom.
Yeah.
But it was like, everybody was like, the main protest lasted. We got there at like 1:45 and we left at 5. So the most people were there for like, it was like 3 solid hours. And then, more people stayed, but it was totally peaceful. Nobody was fucking doing anything crazy. We were walking by restaurants that weren't boarded up and nobody broke the windows.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking. That's the amount of places here that are boarded up. I went to FedEx. I had to do stuff for my job. I had to go for my business to get things printed and stuff for my job.
I love the rope. You guys are missing out. Normally, I'm the one doing my hand motions. Megan is really throwing out robot motions. I had to do things for my job.
I am doing like a very boop, boop, beep, bop.
Well, it's good. You're trying to blend in. You're getting ready for the future. When you are the press secretary for sentient Coors Light tall boy.
Which will also be my job. And I might have to go to FedEx for it.
Yep.
Fucking who knows? They were boarded up, but a bunch of businesses on that strip were boarded up. They were closed. It's a FedEx like office like and shipping store, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you can go in and print stuff and do whatever, but like a lot of people go. There's not another one around. Like the only other FedEx is like way the fuck, like you have to get on 2 different freeways. It's probably only like a 10-15 minute drive, but still.
It's still
like
pain.
That's on freeways.
Yeah.
That's far.
It's a pain in the ass.
And they fucking not just boarded up but closed. It was 2 p.m. on Friday.
So that's wild, because you understand if people like in the nighttime, because that's when looters might, if they're afraid of looting, that's usually when it happens, not in the middle of the fucking day.
Also, there's fucking restaurants on that same strip that were boarded up. But we're open, like boarded up. It had signs like "We're open." Call for place your orders to pick up and delivery or whatever.
Were they closed because it's a Sunday and we don't do mail stuff?
This was a Friday.
Oh wow, I thought maybe it was a Jesus thing. I didn't know, because sometimes
Jesus, you can't send money.
That's a Freudian slip.
Shows you what's on my mind.
Oh, we gotta get campaign funds.
You can't send money on Jesus's birthday, which I know seems weird because a lot of times you get money on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've just decided every Sunday is Jesus's birthday.
Yeah, it is. It's his.
I mean, you're gonna get it right one of these Sundays. It's 7 p.m. somewhere,
and it's Jesus's birthday some fucking goddamn place. Oh my God. And what kind, first of all, if you're a looter, what kind of a fucking nerd looter are you that you would loot a FedEx? What kind of a fucking loser is like, let's go break into some shit and get paper clips and a printer? What kind of a nerd looter is like, I need more supplies so I can get my homework done? What kind of a fucking asshole?
Yeah. What are you stealing? Boxes?
Yeah.
I mean, that actually, if you're planning on moving.
Not a bad idea.
That'd be really good. But back to the protest yesterday. And we've talked, a lot of people are just now getting involved, or maybe we're like peripherally involved in things in the past, but now are like me and Wendy definitely could have done more in the past. And that makes me, I'm embarrassed and sad that I didn't do more before, but now it's like move forward. Now you can, it's never too late to start doing what's right and getting more involved. And there were a lot of people, I'm sure, that were at that protest that have probably never been to a protest before. One of Preston's friends came with us who'd never been to a protest before.
Do I know this person?
You do know this person.
Oh, I am so excited to hear about this.
Who was like so excited. Like he was like, what's going to happen? Like, are we going to like chant? And I was like, probably.
Yeah.
What are you doing? He was like, I've just like never been to a protest before. And we're walking around and he was very excited. And that, cause they had lots and lots of people that were giving out water, giving out snacks. People had popsicles.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to one group of people to get a water. And he was like, what organization are you with? And they're like, what? And he was like, who's paying for like the waters and stuff? And they were like, we are. And we left and he was just like, did you guys know that all that water, they're just like, people are like, it's their own money. And I was like, yeah, dude. Yeah, they're just, yes. And he was like, I just like, who organizes this? Like, is this like an official like Black Lives Matter protest? And I was like, I mean, yes, it is. Like, but like a small group of people were just like, let's like organize something. And then people out of the goodness of their heart are going and buying pallets of water to hand out to people. And he was just blown away. Because like it kind of bothers me that you're so shocked that people would spend their own money to give people free waters.
Yeah.
But again, that's a step.
It is.
He went.
Yep. And it's interesting because, yeah, it's good that he went, but it is interesting because like I had never been to, these are the first protests I think I've ever gone to in my life that I can think of. This is the first protest. These are the first time where I was at, where I felt like, okay, this is important enough that like, this is something that I think is important. And we like got to knock the shit off. So I'm talking as far as like donations and things like that. I've been like donating for a while, like off and on for my adult life. Anytime I had a little extra money, I would just like, there are a couple of organizations that I like, ACLU is another one that I just like, fuck it. Anytime I have extra, I'm like, click, like, yes, just give them money. Cause I think they actually, I think do a lot of good work and it's a fun reminder too. And they send you emails. If you ever feel lonely or depressed, sign up to donate to the ACLU because you will get hit up a few times a month and they're like, hey, Wendy, look, we want to let you know we've been thinking about you. Do you have any more money for us? Any more money? Big things are happening. Can we get 10 more dollars? And I have to be like, I currently don't know how I'm going to cover rent. So we'd like you to please be happy with the money that I'm giving you. And they're like, we appreciate it.
But
we're just checking back. Do you have 5 more dollars? Can you increase? So if you're feeling sad and like nobody cares, I encourage you to donate to a charity organization because
they'll check in all the time.
Yeah. They're always want to know how you're feeling. Always want to know how you're doing, how you're feeling. You got 5 extra bucks. You got, how about 2 extra dollars? Can we up that donation to 2? It really, it's a way to make you feel wanted.
Oh,
but yeah.
Speaking
it's like,
of donations,
yeah.
I'm so, we put out people for like, we're like, why don't you guys have, like, people would sometimes give us tips, just give us tips. But we've never had a tip bucket out. And last summer we talked about putting a tip bucket out, but a donation bucket for like various local organizations. We never did it because we're pieces of trash. But just being on it, we talked about doing it all the time. We didn't do it. Again, one of those things where, yeah, you fucked up in the past, fix it now. But so we put out a donation bucket, like on our booth. It looked very nice. And Josh, thank you. I used my Spuds McKenzie ice chest that you gave me. I taped the donation thing, not over Spuds. I had Spuds facing back in the booth so I could still look at them.
Nice.
So I just taped it to the blank back part. But so we were taking donations for Action STL. That's like a local, they started after Ferguson, racial justice organization doing like a lot of really, really good work. I encourage you guys to check them out. And then this Arch City Defenders, that's a nonprofit civil rights law firm. So I'm like, perfect. Those are two local organizations. You know, I'd like to donate locally to the city of St. Louis, especially since I'm getting, you know, hopefully money from fellow St. Louisians. Sure.
Love it.
Let's go with it.
St. Louisians. Excuse me? Don't worry about it.
Calm down. Louisies. Louisies. St. Louisies. But so we had that, and I really, so I put on our post, like, we're going to be accepting donations. And at first I put, we were going to match donations. And then me and Preston were talking about it. And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, we might get a lot of money and not be able to match it.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's just do 10% of our sales for the week. 10% of market sales. So whatever we get donated plus 10% of our sales. And we're like, that's great. Perfect. And we're going to keep doing that throughout market season. But so between the two markets, and we sold out on Saturday. Saturday was fucking crazy. We had like the best day we've ever had. So we were not at a want for people coming up to the booth. I also, this was fucking smart of me. Next to the donation bucket, I put our little Purell pump that we had for customers. Mm-hmm. So if you went for hand sanitizer, you literally were looking at the donation bucket. Like I put it right next to it. So it was impossible to not see what it was.
That's genius. And then on the other side, just in case, on the other side of the tip bucket, we put a picture of a sad dog in dog jail.
Yeah. It was but it wasn't a picture. It was a real puppy.
Yes. We put a puppy.
It was a real puppy in a tiny jail.
Yep. And we just made it cry. And we kept being like, hey, we put little tear droplets in his eyes. People would come in. We took the Purell. We put the Purell in the dog's eyes.
That's terrible.
Just in case they weren't like, oh, thanks for letting us sanitize our hands. As they tried to walk away, they'd be like, look at that dog in dog jail.
Look at that poor, and just but managed to completely ignore the donation bucket in the center. So this is, I don't know what I'm going to post. So in our best weekend ever, where a shit ton of people came up to our booth, including a person who works for Arch City Defenders, who was stoked that I was doing that. In 2 days of markets, we got $4. In the donation bucket, which I think we would have got more money if it just said tips. I swear to God. Isn't that fucking wild?
Bizarre.
$4. But so now we were talking about it yesterday. I don't know what I'm going to say in my post. I don't know if the move is to lie and be like, thank you so much, all the people of St. Louisia. we're so proud of you. We're combined with our set. We have $200 that we're going to split between these two local organizations. Or is the move to just be like, hey, this really bums me out. But we only got $4 in donations in our donation bucket. So we're going to still donate 10% of our sales. So we have $104 to split between these two organizations. I don't know would it be better to kind of be honest and like shame a little and hope maybe that next week people that see that will throw money in the bucket? Or is it better to be like, we did it?
First of all, if you're going to do the lie post, I think you should make a video post, and I want it to be you doing that.
We did it!
Is holding up a crumpled beer can in one hand and a tire.
And four singles.
Yeah. We did it! Just full crying.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, but I mean, like that, it really made me sad. Preston and I were genuinely, like, Friday when I did the post being like, these are the organizations we're going to be taking donations for all summer. We were talking, and he was like, I mean, I'm really, like, we could get, like, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because it's a super busy market, lots of rich people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we were like, what if we get, like, he said, he was like, I was kind of worried what after we got the four fucking dollars. And we were talking about it yesterday. He was like, I thought the problem would be more that we'd be like going, fuck, we have to match $500. He was saying, like, I definitely thought that the problem would be like, we got so much money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we were like, let's just do 10% flat of our sales.
Yeah.
Which now, see, we changed it because we were afraid we'd get too much money. We wouldn't be able to match. Now, thank God I changed it to 10% because otherwise it'd be like $8. You're welcome.
That's so, the psychology of that is so fucking interesting. It's like, what? Yeah, I bet if it, try an experiment next week. I don't think that lying, I think you and I both are on the same where we, neither of us would feel comfortable being like, we did it. You guys are the best. And shaming people, like, I mean, I don't know what the move is with the post.
I don't know, because I have to say, because I said I'm going to take donations. I mean, I think I'm, and honestly, this is what, I think the $4 came from the guy that works at Arch City Defenders.
Oh,
I swear to God, I think that he was the one that put the $4 in. Because they weren't even going to buy it. They came over and they're like looking at stuff and they're like, oh, you don't have fresh, like you don't have them like to eat now. And I was like, no, because of COVID. We don't have electricity right now, but like hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And so we were just like talking and they're asking questions about the pies. And then he saw the donation bucket, which is proof that it was clearly visible. It was right there in front of the booth. What up? So, and he was like, oh, you're accepting donations for Arch City. And he's like, I work there. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I was like, yeah, I feel, you know, stupid. I just found out about you guys. I think it's so awesome what you're doing. He was like, no, I mean, you know, it's great. It's good, you know, now. And I was like, yeah, totally. And so then we keep chatting. And then his wife was like, I think we should get some pies. And then they ended up buying like $20 worth of pies.
Awesome.
But I think that he's the one that put the $4 in, which extra bums me out if that's.
I wonder if you just wrote tips. That would be an interesting experiment to just put tips on there next week.
I mean, because once you give me the tips, I can do with them whatever I want. So maybe I'll try that. But my thought process was I kind of wanted people to know what the money was going. I felt like if I'm donating other people's money, do you know what I mean? Like I wanted to be transparent in that, like, this money is going to these organizations. I also printed out fucking literature about both organizations in case people like didn't know what they were. But so I thought I wanted to be transparent.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I might just do in the post is be like, hey, because we decided, Preston was like, let's just do $100 to each this week. And I'm like, yeah. So I think I'll probably do that, donate and put a post saying that, but also be like, unfortunately, we only got $4 in our donation bucket. And just, so next week it's just gonna, we'll just have a tip bucket out. But I also feel, because we're just selling prepackaged stuff. If we were selling the ready to eat stuff, I'd put just a tip bucket out. I think I'm going to leave it the donation bucket for a couple of weeks and see what happens and then change it to a tip bucket.
Yeah. What I would do is, I would in the post, I think like the walking the line here mm-hmm. between being like, we did it and being like, hey, fuck you, you motherfuckers. Cause that's
you spent $50 on pies.
Yeah.
Couldn't throw a dollar.
Yeah. So what I would probably do is be like, hey, we had a great market. Thank you so much. Thanks to, you know, your guys' support of the business. We were able to donate $100 to each of these charities. And I would put it like that. And I would say, you know, thanks to your support of the business and your donational support, we were able to whatever. And I would just leave it at that. And then I would say, you know, like whatever, we'll see you at these next markets next week. And I would maybe not mention the donation thing and just kind of leave it ambiguous. And then next week, just put a bucket that says either just donations or like you can like, or tips. I just, cause to me, like now just the like experiment part of my brain wants to go.
Yes.
Fucking
me just too.
So I think you should do that and then just do a tip jar and just write tips and just see, because people with giving you tips, people are, I think, more willing to give people tips and help people out right now because of all the stuff with COVID, because they know that everyone's lost their jobs. Like, I know, and thank you to the people that do this. Like, I will randomly get Venmos or Cash Apps for, you know, little bits of money here and there for people that listen to the podcast or that come to shows. And I, so thank you, and we appreciate that. So people are willing to tip. So I don't think it's weird for you guys to have a tip jar out, even if you're selling just the prepackaged stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to have to play it by ear.
I would do like a thank you and then do just a tip jar and just see.
Yeah. Well, that's what because I'm very curious if, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really genuinely, and obviously in hindsight, this was foolish and I was, you know, overly excited. And I really thought the problem would be we'd get too much money that we would not be able to match it. And that would be the issue.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I did not even fathom we would make such a silly amount of money. And then because at first I was like, oh, like the first hour and a half, 2 hours in the market, there was no money in there. And I was like, oh, duh, Megan, you've worked a million fucking coffee shop and counter jobs. So I took 10 bucks out of the cash box, a five and five ones, and threw them in there. Puffed them up. Mm-hmm. I was like, duh. And did that being like, you know, because people, that is a thing. There's always drawer money or previous, like money in the jar, because people are more inclined to put money in if there's already money in there.
Correct.
So I was like, duh.
Yep.
Solve this problem.
And you fluff it up. And there's always like,
you're really getting a lot of money.
Yeah. You put some change in and then you like put it, but yeah, you have to make it nice so that it kind of pops out the top. Look, if you've worked in coffee shops, you know, that was like the first thing I did at the coffee shop job I had when I was in high school. That was like the first thing. You sign up for your shift and you'd like show up and clock in. And like before you did anything else, you're like, make sure we have fucking some.
Yeah.
Take some money out of my apron and shove it in here. Encourage you cunts. And that didn't even work. So when the guy from that worked for the Arch Defender, so he came by and he was like, oh, hey. So there was already money. So they didn't put $4 in out of like sadness.
Thank God. That would have really bummed me out, because they came like, it was lit. The market goes till 12:30 and they probably stopped by at like 11:30.
Okay.
So that would have been like a huge bummer if a fucking person that works for the organization showed up and was like, oh, how cool, you're taking my, and it's just an empty bucket.
I know. It's just an empty bucket and a crying dog. He's like, what the fuck? Kind of weird. What kind of operation are you running?
We've been looking at places to live this week.
Yes.
We want to go look at more places. We have no inventory to make money on. So we're going to be working like crazy. So hopefully maybe like Thursday we can go look at places. But, the guy who Preston's known forever, he's like his brother's high school buddy, who's been showing us places, and he's like a realtor. So he's also like sending us emails of like houses, which I would love to, I'll send you those, Wendy, so you can cry forever at how inexpensive. But he sent, I'll send you this one today. It's a really cute house in like a like cool neighborhood where there's like walkable bars close to parks with a finished basement with like a bedroom down there. So you could come live with me and be like a little basement troll.
Mm-hmm.
just popping up for booze and food. A fucking pool, in the backyard for $194,000.
Holy.
Which is like, that's not an amount of money I have by any means. I couldn't put a down payment or anything like that. But that, a three bedroom, like, you guys. And I know that in my head, and I don't think I'll ever get it. I sent it to our friends who recently bought a house just to be like, dude, and got yelled at.
Yeah.
Our friends that recently bought a house in Los Angeles, was not happy with me for sending them that. I will never, the thought that you could own a home, that you could buy property for less than like $500,000, just because I grew up in Los Angeles and Orange County. I grew up in Southern California my entire life. It doesn't compute in my head. Like, it's so insane to me. Because back home, you can't buy a one-bedroom apartment for less than $500,000. That is fact.
Correct.
Like, that is... And here you can get a three-bedroom house with a fucking pool for less than $200,000.
I mean, and like that's... And the monthly payment on that, something like that would be what?
Less than a thousand.
I fucking... Dude.
Yeah. I know.
It's... They're talking about New York, and I haven't even read these articles, and it's something that I don't even want to really think about, but I'm going to have to start thinking about it in the next month with the rent prices here because, like, and I know it's terrible across the country. New York rent prices are astronomically the highest in the country, and, like, even the apartment that I have now, the studio apartment that I have now in L.A. would be less money than I pay for it here.
Oh, for sure. And it'd still be expensive and would make you want to punch yourself in the face, but definitely less.
Yeah. And it's like people are, I mean, every time I'm out, I see people just like moving trucks, people just hauling people shit out. Cause they're like,
when I was in LA, it was crazy all over my old neighborhood. There was, I mean, and I was talking to my friend who lives down the street from me. She lives on Rick's block, on the corner of Rick's block.
Yeah.
And every day there was moving trucks. And she said, she's like, it's been literally, she's like, there's multiple moving trucks every day. And there's apartment buildings, really cool, like desirable ones that have like a pool, like a courtyard and a pool that never have openings. Never. I've never seen, like they've got the permanent for rent sign that always says no vacancy. Mm-hmm. All of those are available. Like people are leaving New York and LA just because they can't.
Right. They can't afford it. And the thing with the city, and this is what's, when people say like, oh, it's really hard to make it in a place like LA or New York. It's actually, I found in New York when it's functioning, when the city's not, you know, when like the way it used to be, it was actually super easy to make money here because you could get a temp job. Like there's so many fucking jobs you could do. You could be a delivery person. You could temp job started at like $20 an hour to just go sit and like look at a phone in front of a law firm. You can do coat checks where you're making, again, there were places that I had a couple hookups with coat check places where you work, you get $20 an hour plus people tip you. So as a chick, you wear something slutty in coat check and these drunk dudes, you flirt with them a little bit, they'll put a $100 bill in the tip jar because, so that's where it's sometimes it can be obnoxious, but if you're living in a city where there are lots of wealthy people and they want to pay someone to do every little thing for them. So you can kind of leech off of that and be in a position where you can make a lot of fucking extra money that's cash and have a really fun life and you don't have to be super wealthy and you can do fun shit and walk around the city and it's a fun place to live. But the super wealthy people in New York are no longer in New York and business, you know, they're out in their summer homes, they're somewhere else. And so the city is, the people that are here, it really is starting to feel like, I mean, it's starting to feel like almost like, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I was thinking about this last night, just looking at the people who are left here. I go, this is starting to feel like in history books when you read about in the Great Depression, like people that lived in the tenement housing. I'm like, this is what this feels like. The people that are still in New York and rent prices. I haven't even looked, but I assume my buddy that I works in real estate. Talked to him the other day. I ran into him when I was at Sojourn. Shout out to Sojourn on 79th and 2nd, where and I talked about this in the group chat, where I was offered a cheese plate and more. That's the other slogan. We need a better slogan for
every American gets a cheese plate and more.
I think it's great. That's easier to tattoo on your fucking forehead, the side of your head.
Well, it could be like every American gets a cheese plate on your forehead and then on your chin and more.
Oh, yeah. It's, or what you can do is every American, you can say every American gets a cheese plate, ellipses, and then you can put the and more wherever you want. That can be your choice.
Oh, I like that.
Freedom to choose. And that's like, you know what I mean? We're not a dictatorship. We want to let you know, yes, you have to get this first thing tattooed on your forehead. So that is not a choice,
but tattoos are cool. So you're welcome.
Yep. But then the and more, you can put wherever the fuck you want. That's what we're letting you know. Like, again, it's not a dictatorship. But when people, as we see with like a full democracy, people can kind of do whatever. This is not anarchy. So you're not allowed to just put the tattoo wherever the fuck you want. We need some control. But then you get to do your pick wherever you want the and more to go. I think that's a good trade.
I agree.
Yeah, so good. And I know, like, again, you think there's not a plan and we're just kind of bullshitting. If you think we haven't been up for 2 hours going like, what's a funny campaign slogan? Like, what's an idea? We've been up all night.
We spent weeks on this.
Planning this. So if you think, we got notes out and we're like, okay, we're at the, you know, we're about 3/4 of the way through. We got to call back to this fucking, we're doing hand motions to each other, like face tattoo joke. We got to do that.
It's like baseball. We have a whole list of different ear tugs and nose tappies and chin waggles.
Yeah.
And robot moves.
We do. Do you think it's a coincidence that in almost every episode, we at least once, a lot of times more than once, say the same stupid thing at the exact same time?
Yeah. Do you think that's a fucking coincidence?
Do you think
that's impossible? That two people, you really think two people could be so fucking stupid that they would both have the same asinine thought at the exact same moment? Is that what you think, that little of us?
Come on. We're planning this out.
Yeah, it's all scripted.
I was thinking about leaving New York, but I'm going back and forth, but part of me, I'm trying to lean in again. It's all how you play the hand you're dealt. So I'm really trying to lean in. And
she's also physically leaning in right now.
Yep.
She said that and like physically. Oh, that was beautiful. We got to start recording these.
Well, you know, we can on Zoom. It's super fucking easy. Megan, you and I truly, truly do. First of all, you guys, and this is what I'm about to say is a joke, and it's an ironic statement because we work so, so, so hard at doing a good job on this podcast. So get ready for irony. We do the fucking least amount of research on the Zoom call. Yesterday, so we changed the time like the day before because the protests are just happening early in the day and Megan wanted to go to the big one in St. Louis. And so we changed it earlier. The group chat on Patreon's normally around 3 p.m. We did it at 1, changed it. We get on the call. Nobody just received the notification. So it was just us talking. And when we did the group chat, we did the later time and we're all talking and I made some comment about, I should record these so that I can like, you know, listen back and see if I say anything, you know.
Was like, I already have been.
Yeah. And Rusty, shout out to Rusty. Yeah, we're saying your names. Fucking who gives a shit? You know what I mean? And Rusty goes, you can record these? And I go, oh yeah, you just click a button. You just hit record. It records the video and audio. And he goes, have you and Megan like ever thought about just doing a video thing here and just that way you have the video to release for the podcast? Like, and he didn't say this, but I thought like literally every other fucking podcast does. And I'm like, we could.
You're like, yeah, no. We've been talking about it a lot.
Yep. We've been talking about it.
We've actually already been doing it. We've totally already been doing it. Again, this was a pre fucking structured bit. Stupids. Gotcha again.
You dumb motherfuckers. I know it is. And we have been thinking about it and we've thought about it a lot. And we have both come to the conclusion that we are better in the audio only format.
It's true.
I don't know about you. I don't need anyone to see what's happening on my end of this camera.
Oh, no. No, I'm all set.
Yeah.
I'm all set there.
We're good. You know, it's It's like a book. We like to be like the book of podcasts. You get to picture whatever you want to picture. Imagine us however you'd like to imagine us. If you want to picture us as we are, hot, very thin, 19-year-old Swedish models, you can do that. But we don't want to put that on you. Because a lot of times when you're really hot, it's people don't listen to you.
Yes, huge problem. As we know from personal experience.
It's a problem. It's a burden to be
such a burden. It's such a burden to be as beautiful as we are. As thin, as beautiful, as smart, as well-spoken.
Because people will just look at us, and it's hard because we'll be talking and we, you know, and trust, we get this all the time in public. That's probably why you guys weren't getting donation in your tip bucket. You know what I mean? Because people walk up, and the problem
definitely.
Is
they were intimidated by my beauty.
That's, you know,
wearing my checkered Dickies overalls and no makeup and a hat. They were like, and with masks and sunglasses on, so you cannot see any of my face. So they were like, oh. So they're basing my beauty solely on my body and my outfit. And they were like, this lady is too beautiful for me to give donations to. I am intimidated.
Well, and that's the thing, too, because you can try to hide it. But it's like, okay, first of all, I can tell, like, look at this fucking 19-year-old supermodel trying to downplay her beauty by dressing like a Mario Kart brother. It's like, we can already fucking tell in this checkered. Like, you stopped trying to play games. Why do you think that happened to me when I went into that wine bar and they immediately, two very drunk people that were close to a blackout, I think. You know what I mean? They were like, let us give you drugs and cheese to get you fucked up. It's like they cannot handle.
I think they must have known you because I can't think of a better way to get in your fucking pants than... Hey, lady, you want a vodka, drugs, and cheese?
I know.
Be like, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? You're already fucking taking your pants off. The second they say cheese, you're like, oh, did you not want me to get my pussy out? I assumed when you said cheese, I figured free cheese. I gotta do something here.
Yeah.
I have to repay you in some way.
I know.
And yes, they were like, yes. And the way you could do that is putting your pants back on. Thank you.
That's what happened. And this isn't, I walked in and immediately started taking off my clothes and they're like, we'll give you drugs, whatever you want. If you could put your fucking clothes back on.
Just take this brie.
Take this brie. We don't care if you eat it or you smear it on what seems to be an open wound between your legs.
Ma'am, do you need us to call an ambulance? Ma'am.
Hold on. Don't say ma'am. We're going to call her a they. I don't know. She took off her shoulders are fucking... I can't tell what's the back and what's the front. So we don't want to enrage...
This linebacker?
We don't want
this German linebacker?
We don't want to enrage this they because... I don't know if they were hurt in a battle. I'm not sure what's happening between their legs, but I don't know if they were in a battle or if it's a Hulk thing where they just expanded and their skin started ripping like clothes.
But it only ripped in one spot.
We're not sure what's going on with this they.
Oh.
But give them this cheese. Get that they some brie and get them the fuck out of here.
Get that they some brie, this mystery fucking handful of pills, and however much vodka it needs to get the fuck out of here. It might be contagious. I don't know. Is that a symptom of COVID?
Your skin ripping. No one knows. At this point, I think just stay. If you're in a big city, just stay. I'm just going to fucking hunker down. I feel like it's like I haven't left now. Just, if nothing else, the prices are going to drop and I can move into a three-bedroom for $1,000. Honestly.
Yeah. No, prices are going to go down in all the big cities. It's going to be a while. And it's not going to go down as much as I think people hope it will, but it definitely, prices will go down. Because they're going to have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're... But I, you know, I also can see some places just fucking leaning in and being like, whatever, we'll leave our building vacant. Like small people that own buildings won't do that and they'll drop prices to fill units. But I see like big, like corporations that own lots and lots of properties, like big, big apartment complexes. I could see them just being like, fuck it. That's already in LA. There's tons of places in LA where the apartments are just vacant, but they won't drop prices.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens, like if things bounce back and if people are really starting to pay attention and be like, we don't need to be in these big cities. We don't need this shit. It's very interesting to watch people just even like with Amazon, like people are starting to talk about don't support these big companies.
Yeah.
That's starting to get passed around where people are starting to, you know.
Yeah.
Pay attention. And Unplug from the Matrix, which is on Netflix. I want to...
Okay, can we talk about, we're talking about the fucking simulation because something happened yesterday that you guys, if, and you know, I'm not a huge simulation fan, not as big as Wendy,
mm-hmm.
But if this, what happened yesterday, if we're not living in a simulation and this isn't fucking proof of it, I don't know what the fuck is going on because it, so there, at the market, at the farmer's market yesterday, I took video of this late because I was shaking. There's a guy at the farmer's market. He's terrible. Us and then our friend that sells like fancy dog food, like we just go back and forth to each other's booth just being like, he's not good. He plays the saddest songs. Like he plays, so his, he plays a lot of the, like he plays like Cat Stevens' saddest songs. He plays one John Prine song, which he butchers, but he plays Hello in there, which if you've never heard, please go listen to it. It is the saddest song. He just plays like sad, super sad, like folksy bum out songs at a fucking morning farmer's market. Like, I'm like, dude. Like, there's a dude that would do the Tuesday markets all the time. He was a DJ, but he was the fucking best. He found out I liked ska, and he just, like, every week he'd play, like, the Specials and Toots and the Maytals and shit. Like, he played, like, fun, upbeat, happy music. And this guy's just, like, singer-songwriter fucking bumming everybody out. And also not great at being a musician. But so yesterday, I was going to the bathroom. So I start walking to the bathroom. Which was like at the other end of the market. I get basically to there and he starts playing a song. And I'm like, I stopped dead in my tracks. And I was like, what is happening? Are you, you guys, he started playing the Welcome Back Kotter theme song. Like, which is a weird choice. Any old time. Like, that is a fucking weird, like, what are you going to do? Bust out some Laverne and Shirley? Like, what? It was weird. And so I stop. I have to piss so bad, but I'm like, I can't. Because it's a theme song, so it's not a very long song.
I know.
So I'm like, I have to get back to my phone to record this for Wendy. So I'm walking back, and then Jeffrey, my dog food friend, I'm wearing my mask. But he could see, like, in my eyes and just, like, my general body language. Like, he was like, what's going on? And I was, like, laughing. Like, couldn't stop. And I was like, he's fucking playing the Welcome Back Kotter theme. And he was like, I know that. And he was like, weird, you know that. And I was like, it was on Nick at Night all the time. And he was like, still, yeah, why is he playing? And I was like, I don't. And I told him, I was like, on my podcast I do, we like talk about Welcome Back Kotter way more than anyone should be talking about Welcome Back Kotter, which is to be said at all. And he was like, that's fucking weird. And I was like, yeah, so I have to record this. So I run back and grab my phone and record like the last snippet of it. And the guy was so excited. I recorded it because I think he thought I was like, yay, which I was like, yay. But I was also like, this is proof that we're living in a simulation.
Yeah. And so did he talk to you afterwards or he just was
yes,
he like
when I came back no when I came back from the bathroom he was like oh, you're gonna put that on Instagram? And I was like, yeah, it's I was like I love, I just said I love the Welcome Back Kotter theme. I listen to it all the time.
Well, and you know what? People are going to be listening to it a lot more because I think we just found the campaign song for Sentient Beer Can. Sentient Coors Light Tall Boy 2020.
Cue Welcome Back, Otter theme.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart.